The first reading is a reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, observe what is right, do what is just, for my salvation is about to come, my justice about to be revealed. The foreigners who join themselves to the Lord, ministering to him, loving the name of the Lord and becoming his servants, all who keep the Sabbath free from profanation and hold to my covenant, them I will bring to my holy mountain and make joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and sacrifices will be acceptable on my altar, for my house shall be called a house of prayer for all peoples. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. O God, let all the nations praise you. O God, let all the nations praise you. May God have pity on us and bless us. May he let his face shine upon us. So may your way be known upon earth, among all nations, your salvation. May the nations, let all the peoples praise you. May the nations be glad and exult because you rule the peoples in equity. The nations on earth you guide. O God, let all the peoples praise you. May the peoples praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you. May God bless us. May all the ends of the earth fear him. O God, let all the peoples praise you. The second reading is a reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, I am speaking to you Gentiles. Inasmuch as I am the apostle to the Gentiles, I glory in my ministry in order to make my race jealous and thus save some of them. For if their rejection is the reconciliation of the world, what will their acceptance be but life from the dead? For the gifts and the call of God are irrevocable. Just as you were once, you disobeyed God, but have now received mercy because of their disobedience. So they have now disobeyed in order that, by virtue of the mercy shown to you, they too may now receive mercy. For God delivered all to disobedience, that he might have mercy upon all. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. At that time, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon, and behold, a Canaanite woman of that district came and called him. Have pity on me, Lord, son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon. But Jesus did not say a word in answer to her. Jesus' disciples came and asked him, send her away, for she keeps calling out after us. He said in reply, I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. But the woman came and did Jesus homage, saying, Lord, help me. He said in reply, it's not right to take the food of children and throw it to the dogs. She said, please, Lord, for even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their masters. And Jesus said to her in reply, O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish. And the woman's daughter was healed from that very hour. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so we see Jesus and the apostles, neither one become or put in a great light right here. And that's what I love about the Gospels. They're real. There's nothing pious about this people of God. Here is Jesus, and he ignores this woman, and then he doesn't say nice things to her, and she keeps persisting. The apostles say, send her away. They weren't listening to her. They didn't want to be bothered by her. This is all not good, huh? And yet, in the midst of all this garbage, Jesus sees her faith. And he says, great is your faith. She persevered. She went beyond her feelings being hurt. She went beyond people wanting to cast her out. She persisted, she persisted, she persisted. And Jesus saw her faith and gave her what she wanted, what she wished for. Do we get discouraged easily, or do we keep persisting? Do we keep trusting in Jesus and his goodness and his power and the miracles that he can do? Do we have faith that knows that he can do anything? Do we trust him? What if he gave you and me what we wish? What do we wish for? What does our faith produce? Can the Lord say of you and me, great is their faith? If not, Don't despair. Just sit there and say, Jesus, increase my faith. And he will never say no to that request. So tell him, Jesus, increase my faith, increase my faith, increase my faith. So that the Lord will look at you and say, great is your faith. May it be given to you as you wish, just as he said to the woman. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.